Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hi. Welcome to Skincare with Friends.
With a posh new microphone stroke dictaphone.
Really terrifying device pointed at us. Ooh, hope we don't sound too annoying.
I don't think we'll sound too annoying. I think we'll sound professional.
We are so professional.
Yeah.
I'm just about to show Natalie my work, my masterpiece. I've been working last... Because we went to Disneyland, so I was in the van just with my phone and all the time in the world.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a spreadsheet of the most popular cleansers and write every sort of salient fact about them.
Okay.
And then I kind of ran with it, and there's a sort of...
But you've gone bananas, and this looks like something...
The work of a madman.
Yeah, it does.
Like Dessium cleansers, there's Ishtar Skin Lights cleansers, and how much they cost. How much they cost per 100 mils.
This is amazing.
Standardise the amount of money.
Do you know how much this is worth?
I know, that's the thing. What am I supposed to do with this?
Sell it to the highest bidder. I think this... People will pay so much.
I know, something like, should I sell it online?
Yes.
Should it be an ebook?
Yes.
Or should I just use it to tempt people to my website?
No.
No.
No. Wow. Sell it as an ebook. Sorry to be, you know, a greedy guts about it, but there's so much knowledge and time gone into that.
Yeah.
Sorry, listeners, it's basically just a spreadsheet. It looks like something from, you know,
from Star Trek.
Homeland Security, I was going to say. There's just lots of columns. Loads of columns, those are pretty colours.
Yeah. I tried to sort of colour code it so that like, the bad things are red and the good things are green. So you go, oh, that looks like a green column, I'll go to that cleanser.
Oh, cool. So what's... Are you going to say what's good and bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go on then. So I could start from the beginning and talk about cleansers in general. Talk about, like...
Okay.
All of the facets of cleansers that could be bad and good.
Okay.
So I think I've talked about cleansers before. We've already done a podcast about cleansers, but we're going to do some more because it turns out that there's more you can know.
And there's some exciting stuff out lately.
Yeah. Cleanse-wise. So The Ordinary is bringing out cleanser. As usual, they've sort of...
Sold out of it and made five.
I don't think they've sold out of it. I don't think they've even released it yet.
Oh, I thought it'd been released and
it's on the website.
Oh,
but I didn't see anyone having bought it.
Okay.
So I think they just put it on there to make it look like it had already sold out, kind of.
Is it a squalane clean?
Yeah, squalane cleanser. So okay. It's probably like a balmy sort of
nice
rinse off thing, I should think.
I just realised I still got my vitamin C cleanser on my face.
Oh.
Just realised. Why does it feel tight and
ow,
sticky?
Ow!
Oh, no, that's how I know it's not good. There is no vitamin C
tingle
on my
face.
Yeah.
Do you know what percentage it is?
Yeah, it's got like...
So this is... like Natalie's got the Lixia vitamin C paste, isn't it?
Yeah.
What it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it like?
So it's basically like you've got the 30% ascorbic from... The Ordinary.
So it has silicone-y one.
Yes, that has that really granular, like
fine
granular
feel. 23%.
Oh, it's 23%.
Yeah, that's the gritty one.
Yeah. It's like that, but also it's got a really... So it's like It's got glycerin in it.
Yeah.
So it's that glycerin water. So when
it's
you...
It's sticky, runny.
But actually, that's fine. It's not too runny. It's quite viscous, but it's... When you push it out of the tube, you get like a clear gel bit, which is obviously the glycerin.
It's empty.
And then like a jizzing of the white.
Sounds like a packaging.
Yeah, it's
issue
a,
or
it is, cause
formulation.
It's also in an opaque tube as well, so you can't sort of like mix it before you apply it. Obviously, because you know it would just.
If it was in a, like a bottle, you could just give it a shake and see that it had
exactly.
Coalesced.
It feels really nice, but to me, it doesn't give me any of that vitamin C that you definitely get from.
Yeah, normally, when you put vitamin C on, it's quite painful, like the strong one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels nice though. My face feels nice when I've taken it off, but I don't think it has any spectacular benefits.
No, I don't like vitamin C anyway. It seems to give me spots, pores.
You get them up there.
Blackheads and things.
By my eye. Does it? Yeah. Vitamin C gives you
like
that.
Black.
What if you use a really small, like MAP or something?
Yeah, if I use a derivative, it's okay.
Okay.
But yeah, proper vitamin C seems to just oxidise into my pores.
Oh,
yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
I miss the MAP.
It's really nice
because I just bought an Inky List serum, but it's basically the exact same as the 23%.
Okay. Oh right, yeah.
From the ordinary, so it's quite irritating.
Yeah.
I mix it with resveratrol and ferulic acid into a nice little paste, and it's still quite irritating. So I'm just going to use that.
If you think it's irritating, then it's going to kill me.
Yeah. If my leather face gets irritated, your delicate flower face will never handle it.
I don't have like dry skin. I got really oily skin, but I just seem to get acne the slightest provocation. It seems to break out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I don't think the Lixia skin balmy thing is for you.
No.
I do not think you would like it.
I don't want to try it.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about cleansers then. Let's look at my
crazy doings.
Yeah. I can just imagine you. I was going to say, in a dark room, chain smoking and shouting at a screen, but you can't.
I wish I was chain smoking while I was doing it. That would have been better. I used to do that.
Yeah.
I used to do crazy stuff.
No, I miss that.
Yeah, just smoking and drinking green absinthe. Not green absinthe. Oh,
Mad Dog 2020?
No, something far more goth than that.
Oh,
green chartreuse.
God. I just gagged my way back to 1998.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah. Ugh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, ignoring it. Green chartreuse. Smoking. And drawing pictures of roses.
God, lame-o.
I loved it.
I'm so happy. Yeah. Got on happy.
Yeah, no, we love it. We're really enjoying it. That's why we're doing it.
All right, let's explore this.
So it's like I've got up to 42 and I think I've got about 60 to put on there that I've taken.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've sort of gone through all of them and put, like, whether they've got SLS, SLES, alcohol, fragrance, if they've got any good ingredients, what score Makeup Valley has given it, because that seems like quite a big review website.
Okay.
How much it is, and how much it is per 100 mils, whether it's fungal acne safe, whether it's cruelty-free, whether it's vegan, anything else, the pH.
Wow, you're ticking a lot of boxes here.
Yeah, so because, you know, it's not the easiest thing to figure out, cleansers.
Mm.
And yeah, and I'm just, like, totally...
Have you given them a score?
Like, overall, I was thinking about that. Yeah.
It'd be really good, or a percentage or something.
But the thing is, I mean, one person's skin could find something intolerable.
That's true.
So there's almost no point.
Yeah.
So, like, I might like something really, you know, find it really good, and then the next person brings them out in hives.
Yeah. And then they complain, you say Neopatin gave
you... She gave it 10 out of 10, the bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like there's loads that, and there's ones that I'm like, oh, I haven't tried it, but like reading all about it sounds really good. But yeah, the Ishtar Skin Lights ones all sound really good. They've got a thistle and oat cleansing oil, which sounds really nice.
And really calm.
Yeah.
And so are these in any particular order then?
They're in alphabetical order by brand at the moment.
Okay,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, like... You know, there's ones that are really expensive that have got, like, fragrance in them. The Kiehl's Ultra Facial Cleanser. It's got something nasty in it.
Is it?
Dare say. Yeah, do you like Kiehl's?
I don't think I've ever used anything Kiehl's-y.
No, it's, like, quite expensive. It's got parabens in it.
Okay.
And SLES. So the most common foaming agent in cleansers or anything at all is SLS, which is sodium lauryl sulfate. And that's quite irritating to skin. And they actually use it in experiments to make the skin irritated
in order
to do experiments on it.
Right.
Like they put it in a bunny's eye, so we can have an irritated situation so we can test it for some reason. Yeah.
That's horrid.
Horrible.
So the primary reason for adding that is purely for foaming.
Foaming. It just makes a nice lather. People like lather. Apparently they get upset if things don't lather. But I think that, you know, nowadays people
are learning that, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think.
It's not necessarily that great because generally things that make things foam are irritating. So you can get other things that make things clean and are not as irritating. There's sort of coconut-based foaming agents that aren't as bad.
Okay.
That's the thing. Now, I'm trying to remember these long words. So our amazing microphone is going to pick up me rummaging or fiddling about.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you off if you do that too much.
Yeah.
I've just turned a lamp on.
Yeah, here we go. cocamidopropyl betaine is a gentler surfactant. So there's anionic surfactants, which in that category is SLS, ammonium lauryl sulfate, sodium laureth sulfate, which is a bit irritating, but not as irritating as sodium lauryl sulfate.
Okay.
Sulfosuccinates, there's all sorts of ones. And the least irritating are the non-ionic surfactants, and these are like fatty alcohols, chemicals called stearamide oxide, PEG-80, sorbitan laurate, blah, blah. I'm planning to write it all down in a mega post somewhere, try and sell it to you.
I think that's amazing. You've done so much good work. So what are we talking, what are we doing in this podcast? I don't know.
I'm just talking about it. You spent so long doing the table. I haven't thought about anything else. Yeah. So, what cleanser do you like, Natalie? What's your fave?
I'm using the Pixi Glow Med at the moment.
Oh, right. Is that, that's a cleanser, not a mask, is it?
It's like a mud cleanser.
Okay.
Yeah. To use on the daily, which is really nice. Feels nice and clean. I've got Sanskrit saponins, which I like too. Mm. And just use the LVCE from Niod
to get rid of
stuff. It's really nice, but then I just realised it is £30.
Yeah. But it's actually cheaper than the Hyalamide one.
Is it?
Yeah. Because let's get my statistics on my computer.
Yes. If only there was some way we could check.
Some way we could find out and compare all of the prices. So, the Hyalamide is £13.33 per 100 mils.
Okay.
And the Niod one is £12.50. So it's quite slightly cheaper.
What's the Hyalamide one called?
It's High Efficiency Face Cleaner.
Okay.
Which is really similar to the Low Viscosity Cleaning Ester.
Okay.
But it's just a bit sort of slightly thicker texture, and it smells like cooking fat.
Well, I kind of think that the LVC, the low viscosity cleaning ester, is the right thick viscosity.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think any thicker would feel very nice.
No.
It already feels like Johnson's baby oil.
It's a bit oil. It's like an oil, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lots of people don't like that.
No.
Because they're like,
I use it
hell am I supposed to get this on my hands and then on my face?
Yeah.
Well, I just pour, squeeze out like a few little pool of it in the palm of my hand, and then put the other hand on top, rub it, and then pop it straight in my face, which I'm demonstrating to the people who can't see me at home.
You're doing really well.
Yeah. I didn't find it that much of a challenge. I don't find it too messy or annoying.
Do you wash it off?
Yeah.
I just put it on a cotton bud.
Oh, do you? No, I either rinse it off, or I've got a really soft flannel.
I've lost mine.
Oh, nightmare. Have you got seven?
No, I have actual flannels, but
yeah,
this
like
one
really
was like
hard
a really lovely one that I got with my disciple.
I steal them from hotels if they're nice.
Oh, it's like a muslin cloth, but it has still kept its softness.
Not like a baby's sick cloth.
Exactly. So I've lost mine and gutted. I'm also gutted because my melasma has made an entrance after 6 months.
Because I get people messaging me on Facebook, because you're not on Facebook.
Mm.
So I'm like, people are like, what does Natalie do? Tell me about Natalie's stuff. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm not Natalie.
I told you about the what I was using
now. Dennis Gross, which was like, what was it, 50-something pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just like a moisturiser. That's not for melasma, though, is it?
Oh, no. It's just serum. Yeah, no. Melasma made a welcome entrance, a re-entrance, after, I would say, 6 months of being almost gone.
Mm.
So I was really gutted. And then I decided to ask myself, what have I done? And the answer was
uncanny that we were
staring me
the other
in
day.
The face. Yeah, it is hot yoga, so I have to say goodbye to that. It was a small but very intense love affair.
Yeah,
like the ones you used to have in your 20s
with yoga,
with hot yoga.
Yeah,
pods. Is baby waking up?
Yeah, she kicks me all the time. She's busy.
The microphone's so sensitive, it might have picked that up.
Yeah.
But just tell her to calm down.
Oh, I need some tea. Excuse me, Mum.
Stop talking about your stupid table. Get me some crisps. I can get you some crisps.
We better not have crisps.
Your husband will go mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's come back. I'm gutted. I've had to restart my Dermatica... what's it called? Prescription again.
So you'd gone off the prescription altogether, or you just switched to tretinoin on that prescription?
So the thing that cured the melasma for me, I think, was hydroquinone of like 4%, which I used from like August to November when that ran out.
And that's quite a pigmenty time of you.
Yes, it's like a pigmented time.
Just after summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Fully pigmented.
Fully, full pigment mode.
Yeah.
And then, so when that stopped, I said, I sent in photos to Dermatica, so that's great. And they're like, oh, yes, it is looking better. You've still got some stubborn bits. Let's put a bit of tretinoin in the mix.
Mm.
It was like 0.025.
Oh, yeah, not much.
So not much, but... So
it'll still dry you out a bit, though.
Oh, yeah, it gives you paper skin.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Where my melasma is, it's right under the eyes as well, so it's really not... I don't really want to use it every night.
No, like, you don't have to.
No, but I've been using it every other. So anyway, the long and short of it is, don't do hot yoga if you've got a face like mine.
No, it's so bad, isn't it?
It's gutting because
it
feels so good.
Yeah, like, have you been on the Melasma Facebook group?
No.
It's really quite sad. I mean, people are just sort of... The whole life revolves around their melasma. And like, people go, I want to go on a boating lake with my husband. And what do you think? Because even if I've got a hat on, the light will bounce up from the water.
Oh,
and you're like,
goodness.
Oh no, it's ruining it. You can't fit, obviously couldn't have relaxed just doing something that simple.
And that's the thing as well. I think where mine is, it's under the eyes. It's actually very easy to cover.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Big shades, SPF, and a hat wouldn't be a problem. I think a lot of people have it, very unfortunately, on the upper lip.
Yeah, like a little moustache.
Which is really common, isn't
it?
And that's really tough. Like, that can't be nice for you. Yeah, so I'm sure
heavy makeup.
No, it's not going to do it.
It's not going to
and
work,
also,
is it?
By your mouth, covering up anything around there
isn't
going to last that long anyway.
Yeah.
Is it? It's like the eyes, really. So yeah, I'm sure other melasma sufferers would not be so stupid as to go to a hot yoga, but I just couldn't resist.
No.
It's a free taster class, you know, and I just got suckered in.
Yeah, it wouldn't necessarily occur to you, just if you're doing something healthy.
But there we are, it's heat. It's heat related. So anyway, let's talk cleansers. Yeah, that's what I use. I use low viscosity cleaning ester by NIOD. I use Sanskrit saponins and Pixie Glow Mud. And that's it, really.
Mm.
That's it for my cleansing.
Yeah. I've got about 5 that I fiddle around with. I got one that I bought like in a pound shop, in a shop called Savers, which you might have heard of if you're in
Love
Britain.
Savers.
Yeah, it's cheap. And
it's like Walgreens, Americans.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Walgreens was like big shops.
Is big,
yeah,
but it's along the same
like
price points.
Wow,
yeah.
Oh, I want to go to Walgreens, that sounds good.
Yeah,
like Savers, you get vitamins for a pound, where they'd normally be £3.99.
You also get really, really bad, like, David Beckham aftershave and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, they'd really want you to buy it.
And, like, Jordan's
Would
one.
You like some Jordan's perfume? No.
What do you
look? Stop it, go away. And there was, they have, like, their own brand. Well, it's not their own brand. It's called Beauty Formulas.
I just realised we're not recording this on your phone.
No.
So this is, we're being really unsafe.
Sorry, listeners, but this is the first time we've recorded on this posh.
Yeah, so it's like terrifying. There's a red light.
Yeah, and we've been talking for 19 minutes, so yeah. We're good.
Phew. God, it fills me with terror recording a podcast and it not being there. Like,
terrible.
What was I saying? Yeah, Savers, they do like this brand called Beauty Formulas.
Okay.
And they have a cream cleanser that's got like lactic acid, salicylic acid,
cool.
glycolic acid
wow.
in it.
Wow.
Yeah, for 99p.
What?
Yeah. And it's like a clean cream, so it's not going to irritate your face.
That's insane.
Yeah, so I was
what
like,
what do you think
cool.
of mixing those three things? Do you
it's
think
okay,
like
as long
acid
as it's
bonkers?
In... Well, no, they do it in the AHA peel, don't they, the ordinary? Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but I don't think it's very strong. It doesn't hurt.
Mm.
But
I
don't
should
know
hurt if it's salicylic acid. I haven't actually used salicylic acid.
No, I'm a bit unsure about it. Because even though it's a cure for acne, it actually shows up like a score of 2 or 3 on the comedogenic scale. So it could block your pores.
Mm.
I feel like my acne gets worse when I use it, not
isn't
better.
Isn't that actually worse than coconut oil?
No, I think coconut oil is like 4.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think it was...
coconut oil's quite bad.
I know you hate it, but I actually thought it was less than...
No, I don't think so. I thought, I think coconut oil can be quite an acne trigger.
Sure.
But it varies from person to person. That's a problem with skincare. It's, you know, the comedogenic rating doesn't mean anything really.
Mm.
It's just how your particular skin responds to something.
Pores are gonna
I'd rather not put coconut oil on my face. There's other things that I would rather use.
So 99p.
99p for that one. That's fine.
That's
I got
amazing.
The Cerave cleansers, the hydrating one and the foaming one, and, mm-hmm. and I get on well with those. Some people say that they cause like bumps and like clogged pores.
Like milia bumps.
No, I don't think so. Just like irritation.
Okay.
Like little irritated red bumps on their skin and burning sensation. I don't get that with Cerave at all. I don't think it's okay. And then I've got the Hyalamide High Efficiency one, which I'm just trying to get rid of it. I don't like the smell of it at all. I'm just trying to use it up because I have got a bottle of low viscosity.
To crack open.
Yeah, and I'm like, keep fingering it. I'm going to get you down in the bathroom soon.
I keep all of my boxes. Everything that comes from NIOD feels like a special president.
Because the box is so thick.
President.
The United States of skincare.
Yeah. It is really good. It's really good.
Yeah.
I can understand why people don't like it.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah, I can see that people would... Yeah, because, like, you know, it just seems like you read all these reviews of a particular cleanser and, like, you know, there'll be 5 people that say it's really nice, really gentle, and then one person will be like, do not buy this. It brought me out in hives.
Mm.
And you're like, right, well,
I mean, could just be.
1 in every 20 people is going to bring out in hives, and the rest of them are going to get on with it.
It's the only thing that will get my mascara off.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, because you cleanse and then you go to sleep and wake up the next day,
yeah.
and there's still mascara residue, but obviously doesn't do it. Speaking of residue, my sheets and my bed are still blue.
Blue, though? That's so weird. How can anything be blue? Did you take a photo of it?
Yeah, I've taken a photo of it, and I keep banging on about it, but I've changed, every night I've changed what I put on my face.
Oh, my God.
So I can't figure out. I thought it was rosehip oil.
Yeah.
So, listeners, anyway, Hayden spent loads of money
on... Her boyfriend.
Boyfriend, yeah. Don't give him a promotion.
Life partner.
Yeah. Busy. Spent loads of money on really, really nice bed sheets.
Oh my God, how much did he spend?
Just a stupid amount of money. But everything. So Egyptian cotton duvet cover, brand new.
Oh my God, does it feel like nothing
sheets.
Else?
Oh, it's just incredible. It feels really good. And pillow covers. My side is blue. In blue spots, so it actually looks like someone's taken a fountain pen and just
like dark
sat
blue.
Well, dark blue diluted.
Yeah, like a blue highlighter pen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's just insane. So I can't figure out. I want you to put a picture on.
Yeah, I will. Maybe somebody else will know. You can put it on Instagram.
There's a child's Peppa Pig toy in the middle of the sheet.
Why?
To give some scale.
Yes, it's a good sort of 2 inches of blue.
So like, that's my pillow.
Yeah.
So that looks like a...
And you're not using that stupid Sandy Riley stuff anymore.
Hell no. No. I rubbed it into Hayden's face.
Comedogenicity of coconut oil is 4.
Wow, how are you? Bloody hell. So listeners, I googled it. I cannot
find... Blue pillowcases.
Yeah, blue pillowcases.
That's really weird. Is Hayden wearing blue eyeshadow? Mm-hmm.
That's how I wanted to tell you all.
Some blue mascara to bring out his eyes.
Yeah, that would work, actually. That would look beautiful on him.
Yeah, what colour eyes? He's got blue eyes.
Mm. Anyway.
Let's talk about cleanser. Oh, dear. So, yeah, I mean, my preference would be, if I was going to, like, recommend a cleanser to someone, I'd sort of try and avoid foaming agents, because they're just more likely to irritate your skin.
Okay.
So, there's all sorts of varieties of cleansers. I think it's just personal preference, really, and what your skin gets on to, because because they will say, you know, this is for dry skin, or, you know, oil is for, like, dry skin, and balms are for dry skin, and foaming cleansers with acids are for oily skin. But I don't think that's necessarily true at all. I think you can use whatever you want to use. As long as your skin reacts okay with it.
So, in your mad nutty professor's table that you've got, what are the big no-nos then to look out for? Because obviously there's loads of cheap cleansers on the market, which is brilliant. That's just...
Yeah, so it's just things with sodium lauryl sulfate.
Okay.
Avoid those like the plague, because they're definitely, you know, they're more often than not, they're going to irritate your skin.
Okay.
And SLES, so sodium lauryl sulfate, avoid that.
And what about alcohols?
Alcohol, don't try not to have alcohol.
What's an okay alcohol?
Well, there's fatty alcohols, mm-hmm. Satyryl alcohol. So if it's like a word in front of the word alcohol,
it's
generally okay. But if it says like alcohol denat or denatured alcohol, then that's going to be just alcohol.
Okay, so anything with a prefix of that alcohol is okay. Right, or suffix.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because they're the fatty alcohols and they're fine, they'll help to clean your skin. But alcohol on its own is not fine.
Okay.
And fragrance, try and avoid that because that can sensitise your skin. Essential oils should be avoided because they can sensitise. Although it's not as bad with cleansers, you know, if there's fragrance in your moisturiser cream, then that's a lot worse than any cleansers because you're rinsing them off. Yeah, go in and wear again.
Talking about double cleansing, we did touch on this because Dr. Sam Bunting said don't do it.
But she, like, I watched her YouTube video of her cleaning her own face. I find it quite irritating. I don't like her.
You're happy to put this out there?
I'm allowed to not like someone.
She's
just so smug. Like, maybe you foolish people, what are you doing? This is how you do it.
Right.
I can't have that attitude. And she was like, no, you should have a good cleanser, and you should then spend long enough with the cleanser on your face so that it cleans things off. You know, if you're having to double cleanse, that means you've got bad cleansers. So.
But then some cleansers are marketed, like, for example, I think Sanskrit Saponins definitely is not...
It's not a makeup remover.
No. So you really should be taking your makeup off first.
Yeah.
Like you said before, probably using low viscosity cleaning ester.
Yeah, something oily
first to remove all of the day and the makeup and everything. And then the Sanskrit Saponins to get in there.
Get the oils out. Recycling your oils.
Right.
I think it's what it says on the Decima website.
Okay. So I'm wondering whether the Pixie Glomid is probably... That's got glycolic acid in it, I think. I'm not sure how much, like 5% or something.
Yeah. Anyway. You're rinsing it off anyway, so it's not going to be that...
Although I do leave that on for a time. until that stings.
Yeah. I like to be punished when I'm using skincare.
Yeah, and the thing about, you know, cleansers, the longer they're left on your face, the more irritated your face gets, because the cleanser's got a chance to sort of absorb, and those irritating surfactants can get into the layers of your skin and cause a reaction, which is what we're trying to avoid. So I think if you, like, I've got like a Sukin oil that I have at home. I sort of use that to sort of dissolve the makeup, and then I'll use a foaming cleanser. But because the makeup's already in solution on my face, I'll take it off. I'll take all of that off with a foaming cleanser.
Yeah.
But then if I was just rubbing the foaming cleanser into my face for longer, then my skin will get more irritated. So I'd rather use something oily and then a foam cleanser and double cleanse, because it means that the irritating stuff isn't on my skin for as long. But Sam Bunting in her video was just lathering up her face for quite a while.
Yeah, but then she's got a different face.
She's a dermatologist. Well, she's not. That's the other thing. She's not. She's put cosmetic dermatologist on her Instagram. And somebody pointed out to me, she's not a dermatologist. Go and look at her GMC registration, and you can check on the GMC whether people are doctors or not. And
so, is she a doctor?
She's a doctor, but she's not a dermatologist.
Okay.
She has no special qualifications, but she calls herself a cosmetic dermatologist, but she's not.
Okay.
She's just a doctor with a special interest in skin.
Right, so, okay.
Yeah.
Is it like that time when Dr. Raj Prasad had his doctorship questioned on this morning? Do you remember?
Did he?
And Dr. Gillian McKeith as well did.
Well, she's not a doctor at all, though. No. She never was.
Well, she definitely doctored herself.
She doctored herself right up.
Yeah, she did.
Doctor.
I think Raj Prasad is a doctor, by the way.
Oh, good.
I do not want to be accused of libel slander.
Besmirching Raj Prasad.
He was always really smug, though, because like people would call into this morning I mourn it's the loss of this morning. It was presented by a married couple, Richard and Judy. This is for our non-British.
Is it not there listeners. Anymore this morning?
It was on ITV, but I think it went to like a...
Oh, is it?
Channel 5 died.
Oh, no.
I think they were cancelled a long while ago.
Oh, I haven't watched TV. Like, I just watch Netflix now.
Yeah,
that's the same. I trust myself with schedules.
Yeah, that's why Richard and Judy are no longer.
because I'm watching Netflix.
But they used to have an agony uncle, Dr. Raj Prasad, who used to solve people's problems. But he would just smirk at them.
You and your bit stupid problems.
Working class people. Give me my money.
He sounds great.
Do you remember him?
I probably would remember him if I saw his face.
Yeah, he was good. And he's not a quack, okay? I'm not questioning him. But Gillian McKeith, we can question. She's a dietitian lady. She's the reason.
She made people poo in Tupperware.
She made people poo in Tupperware to look at...
To go, you're not eating enough. Oh my God, I can't do accents.
That's Scottish. You're not eating enough.
You're not eating enough dinner.
Oh my God, that's terrible. It's only like 250 miles up the road. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Anyway, she's not a doctor. But she'd have a TV show where she would, make people shite into Tupperware. Say,
and then tell them off.
And then tell them off.
It's a fetish, isn't it?
It is a fetish, but also what I thought was terrible about that is that she used to get people, so this lovely, sweet couple, and to this day I do have to credit her. I'm obviously vegetarian now, but after watching that programme...
Yeah, she was really plant-based.
No, I never ate another frankfurter.
Yeah.
Because she took the couple to a plant where they processed, and it was...
It's obviously wrong.
But she showed a bucket of what went in there, and the woman looked at it and then puked on the floor.
That was what you were eating, though.
They used to eat them straight out of the jar, this couple. It's cold frankfurters.
Like slimy and wet.
Oh, gross. Anyway, she's not a doctor. Let's carry on.
So, sorry, I'm sorry, Sam Bunting. I might have got you all wrong. She's not listening to this, is she?
I don't know. She did get a mention on one of the last Instagram posts and commented, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah, she's going to comment with loads of broken hearts and
you bitch.
An angry face.
Well, I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
Don't be smug.
Yeah. don't roll your eyes when people ask a question.
Yeah, yeah. So the other thing I wanted to say about was micellar water and like the liquid makeup removers and stuff. Lots of people just use those,
right?
And just that's it, and that's it.
Okay.
Like, or face wipes. Yeah.
See, my leather face, the only so it doesn't react unless seriously provoked. But face wipes,
yeah,
just a huge no
no. When I use it, like if I was in a jungle,
after a festival and desperate.
Yeah,
it's got to be another way. Anyway, so you were saying.
Yeah, I know a friend of mine who admitted that she used her dog disinfecting wipes
on
her face because she couldn't be bothered to go and get anything else. Yeah.
What happened?
She was just like, oh, what should I do for my skin here? Give me some tips. And I'm like,
don't do
that. So, what are you doing for cleansing at the moment then? Start off with that. She's like, right, not much. Sometimes a dog wipe.
Like,
then I just burst into flames.
It doesn't take much to make you burst into flames.
Coconut oil.
It's like
she's gone again.
Yeah, someone put her out. Right. So wipes and
They're not, because they'll have they'll have fragrance in them. And these surfactants that are not meant to be left on your skin, ideally, otherwise they'll...
I use a simple micellar water, which has got nothing.
But yeah, it'll have surfactants in it, though.
Okay.
And if they're left on your skin, they can irritate it. So, they'll just dry out your skin if you keep using it like that.
Okay.
So you're meant to rinse off after the micellar water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good tip.
Yep.
Thanks for that.
So you can use your micellar water as like a first cleanse and then... just rinse it off.
Okay.
Get rid of the stuff that's in there. And, yeah, so that's not great. Yeah. So, anything else? Any other issues to do with cleansing? Yeah, and then
balm cleansers. How do you feel about them?
Yeah. So, because some of them can be quite... easy to rinse off, though. I've got the Clinique take the day off one, and it just sort of turns into like a milk.
I don't like Clinique.
No,
I just don't like it.
No,
I don't think I've used anything that's made me go, yeah, this is lovely.
No, it's like they're foaming cleansers, and their toners are all really harsh and foamy and alcoholy. But yeah, the take the day off balm isn't too bad. It's quite nice. Yeah,
okay.
Sort of melts really easily and takes your makeup off, and then you can still rinse it off.
Okay.
That's okay. But yeah, if you've got really dry skin, then yeah, they're handy. The Lush Ultra Balm is quite a nice balm, and that's just got lots of oils in it. It's got sweet almond oil.
Oh, lovely.
Bits and bobs. Yeah. What else has it got? I've got it on my table. Buy my table. Oh no, I don't think I've got the balls to sell anything.
But can you imagine not making this your property and then someone else?
Yes, I know. That's even possible. Yeah, the Lush cleanser, and I don't really like hardly anything that Lush has done skincare wise, but apart from Ultra Balm, which has got almond oil, rose water, honey and glycerin, so it's not vegan, but it's just got some nice soothing ingredients, and it's really sort of soothing and calming, and it's good if you're using tretinoin or something like that, because your skin won't be able to cope with anything that's even slightly foamy or watery, or needs sort of heavy oils, and that's about the only thing you can cope with cleanser wise. At least I can't. Anyway, when I'm on tretinoin, my skin is just very, very upset.
My skin doesn't get upset, but it just gets very fine and papery.
Yeah.
So it feels like it is not irritated in that.
Do you get it when your skin starts just coming off in sheets? No.
No.
Yeah, I get that.
Oh, do you?
And you go, it's like, oh, cool, this doesn't seem too bad this time. And then the next day, I'll look in the mirror with, you know, I've put my makeup on, everything seems fine. And I come back and it's just like, you could sort of pull bits off, like.
Yeah, it's something like that to my skin. It's actually retinol that I use.
Yeah, the same thing, same exact experience.
But and it wasn't a tretinoin, but it was a, in fact, it might have been.
In the ordinary 1% in silicone?
In squalane, I'm using that now.
Oh, squalane, yeah.
Because I woke up this morning, Hayden went, you've used the retinol, haven't you?
Oh my God.
I just had like, doesn't feel irritated, but my face definitely is a different hue.
Yeah.
Just slightly red. Slightly red everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, like thinner. Like, because it increases the turnover. Mm. So the top layer of your skin's coming off like way quicker than it normally
is. Isn't it the case, though, when you've usually got your makeup on by the time you actually realise that?
Yeah.
And then you're like, shit.
Yeah, I don't want people to see me. And you sort of touch your face and it glides off. Like, oh no. That's not right.
It's stubbly. Yeah. That's not good.
And then do you know about fungal acne?
I know nothing about fungal acne. Tell me all about it.
I don't think I know all about it either.
Okay.
But it's like normal acne is caused by bacteria. There's a bacterium called P. acnes, which is the most likely thing to cause your acne. But then if you're finding that everything you try for acne, everything that's supposed to work isn't doing anything at all, and your face has got lots of like little bumps, it could be fungal acne.
Okay.
Fungal acne is triggered by certain things that are in skincare, and it's like things that are really common, like oils, that triggers it. Certain esters.
Yeah, didn't someone not comment on one Instagram post saying, I wish I could use this, but...
Yeah.
Was it because of fungal acne?
Maybe. Yeah, that sounds kind of familiar.
They listed everything that they couldn't use, which was pretty much most of the ordinary stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was fungal acne that they mentioned.
Yeah, and they're sensitive to loads of different things. Mm. So esters, oils... you know, in Korean skincare, there's lots of, like, fermented ingredients that can trigger it off.
Yeah. So fungal fermented.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a bugger. And, my husband actually sort of gets, like, little spots all over his chin. And we use Nizoral, the anti-dandruff shampoo, as a face wash. It seems to help.
Really?
Sort it out, yeah.
Wow.
I meant to put it on and leave it on for like 5 minutes or something like that, which seems like a bad idea, but antifungal. So it kills fungus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Yeah. But the fungal triggers are actually in my database as well.
Yeah, I see.
See the ones that are okay or in green.
Oh, there we are, yeah. Yep. Fungal acne safe.
Yeah.
Literally two things I can see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
It's a real pain, yeah.
Isn't that weird? Because this one has got
perfume in it.
But yet it's okay for
fungal acne. Yeah, perfume isn't nothing to do with fungal acne.
Yeah, but you'd think it would irritate if your skin was that intolerant to lots of things.
To perfume. It's not necessarily... Your skin's not necessarily sensitive to the perfume.
Yeah.
But you happen to be cursed with this particular... What else? Where's it gone? Fungal acne. So that one. So the ones that are okay. Let's have a look. My table's too big for me to see.
It's way too big. It's my one bioderma. Major criticism.
Bioderma.
Do it again.
My salad water is okay. And then the ones below it, which are... Boots Botanics micellar water. Yeah, so those two.
Oh, I remember that.
Soray foaming cleansers, okay, with fungal acne. But yeah, I went through all of the Boots Botanics cleansers to see which one was the best. And the best one was the Hydration Burst micellar water. And that's it's really cheap. So it's only £2.74 for 100 mils.
Wow.
It's cruelty-free, vegan. I don't know what the pH of it is. Good thing. I sort of like to find out the pH of things, so sort of relying on other bloggers who who've got a pH meter to test things that they happen to have bought and then publish a post about it.
Just go and get a pH meter.
Yeah, but I've got like 6 cleansers. I'm not going to buy all the cleansers just to test them.
That's true. It's just like, anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
pH thingy.
I know, it's fun. It's so geeky.
Yeah. Just pH test everything in your house.
Yeah.
pH your husband, yeah.
You're acidic today.
You're salty.
Yeah. But there's an Instagram account called Social Skin Routine, I think it is. Mm. And she has a pH meter and she tests cleansers she's got.
Oh, cool.
That's quite handy. And Reddit, Skincare Addiction on Reddit, has got quite a good master list as well. But it's not as good as mine because it's only got the pHs.
This master list is just going to make you a household name.
That's what I lie awake thinking about, but I doubt it.
Thank you. You should be really proud of yourself. I just love the colours.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else
that
you need to add about cleansers?
No. No, not really. Which ones do I want to try now? The glossy one sounded quite good. Yeah. Because Glossier has got one called Milky Jelly, and that's like a non-foaming, cruelty-free vegan one. That sounded quite juicy.
Cool.
pH is good. Hasn't got fragrance in it. They said it's not very good for removing makeup.
Okay,
so
but that's all right.
Just pop an oil on before.
Mm-hmm.
I quite fancy the sound of that. All these little noises my computer is making is going to be picked up on this podcast.
It will, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's one by It Cosmetics called Miracle Water 3-in-1 Glow Tonic, which is £28 for 250ml. It's quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That, the ingredients it's got in it, they're insane. They've lost their mind. It's got glycerin, it's got plant ferment infiltrate, it's got coconut water, plant extracts, I couldn't even be bothered to write them all down, ceramide, rose water, sodium hyaluronate, aloe vera, peptides, diamond powder, pearl extract, retinol, squalene, turmeric, licorice, and niacinamide.
Oh my god!
I know!
They just threw everything in.
Yeah, they just like, what do skincare people like? Let's put it all in.
Wow!
There's no way that all of that, there's going to be enough of it to do anything. So it must just be there for the ingredient list to sound cool.
Yeah.
Surely.
I did find something the other day that I thought, why is there these 4 things all together in, and it was niacinamide, retinol, peptides, and ceramides. And I can't remember what. Oh, in fact, I know where it was. One of, an Instagram friend, very nice girl, said, have you heard of, what's that? Is it Beauty Box, where they send you a monthly
box
of cosmetics?
Birch Box, yeah.
That's it. And I looked at some cleansers on there, and there was some really bonkers stuff together. I thought, that's really, really weird.
It's just, it must just be token amounts of it, surely.
Yeah.
Just to make it sound good.
But,
if I don't see a percentage, I'm not convinced by anything that's on an ingredient list.
Yeah, that's true. But also, this Birch Box had a really good sounding mineral sunscreen, which looks really, really nice and pretty cheap.
Cool.
Can't remember now.
Okay.
I'll find out for you.
It's always on the lookout for those.
Yeah, that aren't. And it even says does not give a white cast.
Well, that's what the ordinary said about this.
Did it?
They said they're minimal.
We use
the micronized stuff for minimal white cast, and it was like the most white thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was really bad.
You would look better if you
it.
Tried to apply Tippex.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. I'm going to try and find it now. It does look really nice. But I hope, let's see if you've heard of it. Not Paula's Choice. Oh.
Paula's Choice.
No, it's not.
Might just always remind me of Sophie's Choice.
Oh, it reminds me of Paul's Boutique.
This is the 90s handbag.
No,
company.
Oh no, it's an album by the Beastie Boys, Nia.
Oh, I don't know about Beastie Boys.
You listen to Gotham.
I listen to Sisters of Mercy
drawing roses on notepads.
Geek.
But yeah, it was a 90s handbag company as well. I don't know why the Beastie Boys allowed that. They could have just got involved and said, no, shitty handbag company, you're not naming your brand after.
Yeah, are they allowed to just sue that? Album? Actually, it's a copyrighted phrase, no.
No, I guess not. No. No. So Luke Perry has died and Keith Flint has died. I just double whammy.
Looking through Reddit to see what had happened to Keith, and then it's like, no, Luke Perry's there as well.
Yeah. I know. Hell. So sad.
It's a bad afternoon.
It was a bad afternoon.
Yeah.
Prodigy, I saw in 1994.
Yeah.
So glad
when did I see them? It was.
And Skunk and Nancy.
2008, I think I saw them. Prodigy.
Oh, yeah. So that's after all the great
supported
albums.
By Dizzy Rascal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That's really sad.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, cleansers wise, are we going to keep banging on about stuff?
I don't know.
Okay, fine.
I mean, any other questions?
I don't know, guys. Have you got any other questions?
Yes, I have. I'm stuck in the microphone. I'd like to ask you, where'd you get your amazing microphone from?
I can hear every single noise you guys are making.
Don't want to pick really up your awful. Breathing.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the thing. Is like, it's interesting to find out how difficult it is to find out the facts about whether brands are vegan or cruelty-free or not.
And that they are two separate entities.
Yeah.
Also.
But then, you know, if like something's not cruelty-free, then can it be vegan? Is it
not cruelty-free?
Yeah, so it's not cruelty-free. Is it vegan? If it's vegan, doesn't make a hell of a bit of a difference then? Because it's...
Right,
it's
yeah.
So
one's a psychopath and the other's a narcissist, but you just don't know which you can have without the other.
Yeah, you've got to have, you know, if something's not cruelty-free, then it's not vegan.
Yeah, unless the pain was inflicted on humans.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I don't, yeah.
Cruelty
I don't think...
to animal-free, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it was... Neostrata, which isn't cruelty-free, said, yes, we make sure that all our ingredients have nothing to do with animals.
Okay.
But they are willing... There's, you know, there's this phraseology that we do not test any of our products on animals, mm-hmm. but, you know, we are willing to test where it's required by law. And then some companies sell to China where it is required by law.
Mm-hmm.
So that means... Mm-hmm. They're not cruelty-free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but then they're not really sort of vegan either, though. Just because they're not, they don't have a hand in it. They're still in this.
Yeah, but because lots of products, you know, there's ingredients, and the ingredients could come from two places.
Yeah.
So like palmitate is an ingredient that could be derived from an animal or a plant. And trying to figure out whether the company derived it from the animal or the plant.
Right.
Like some people, some companies just don't seem to want to say.
Yeah.
Like, well, then you have to presume that they're not vegan.
Yeah.
And if they're not cruelty-free, then does it matter? Because, you know, somebody who's really passionate about animal welfare wouldn't buy from a cruelty-free place anyway, even if it was vegan.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to talk to some vegan people.
Yeah, and some people who just are free of cruelty.
Yeah.
Just to
find out. Because it's not something I really think about.
Well, we did touch on it before, and I think it would be really good to learn more.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've said it before, you can be strictly vegan in your lifestyle, but you need to take into account, obviously, the labour of the people that has gone into packaging, making, producing, all the rest of it.
Mm. So, you know, if something's cruelty-free and vegan, but has mica in it, you shouldn't. If you're an ethical person, you shouldn't be buying that.
Yeah.
Because mica is probably
the
result of child labour.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm not depressed now.
Oh, no, we're not going to finish on that, are we? No, we don't have to.
Goodbye.
We've hit 10,000 listens.
Brilliant.
On our podcast.
Thank you.
Yay. We like podcasting. It's fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Give us some feedback on how it sounded, because it's the first time I've used Hayden's really posh microphone. Neo is not sold, but I think it has a more professional quality.
Well, we'll see, won't we? If it's just like full of really annoying, creaky coffee noises and swishing and cars, I don't know.
I don't think it'll pick up the cars.
I bet it will.
Well, I'll just stand behind the microphone and wait for a car to go past and see if it...
Use twitches, I bet
it
will.
But then I'm sure that we would pick up stuff.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to sit... I don't just think it's the actual thing that we're using to record. Mm. It's the whole environment.
Yeah, we are not in a professional environment.
We have to listen.
We're on a chaise lounge in the living room.
We had a listener that said...
Oh, no.
Is there, why are there children?
In the background. I listened in the first 30 seconds, there were children in the background. I was like, that's not children. That's my jingle.
That's the theme tune.
That's my daughter introducing us. Oh, no, it's not. Does that sound like children in the background? But she's saying, this is Skincare with Friends. In a really sweet way. We'll find something more professional. Absolutely
no, I do, and I like. I very much like a lady.
When I sell my spreadsheets, we can afford such jingles.
We'll do a male voice choir.
Oh,
to reflect our wishes.
Let's get Tom Jones to do it.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. He's got lovely skin.
No,
but he's stopped fake tanning it now.
Yeah, I like Tom Jones a lot.
I do like Tom Jones too.
We've got our Facebook group.
Okay.
Lots more people are joining it.
Great.
You're not even in it, Natalie.
No. But I did try, and it said...
Facebook's like, you're not who you say you are.
Yeah, you're not who you say you are. You've had too many tries, is what I keep saying, so I'm going to have to
They're
go in there.
They're very security conscious.
Well, yeah, except when Mark Zuckerberg decides to sell to Russians, then they're not so security conscious.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't say that. I mean, it's just something I'd heard. I'm so scared of being sued by
didn't think anyone's going to listen to this.
You keep saying that, but obviously 10,000 listens have been done.
Yeah,
we're going to stop waffling now. It's really annoying. We'll speak to you next time.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye. See you on the Facebook
goodbye,
group.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.